It's Mulberry Christian Radio with our religious news report. Arab nations seek The Arab nations seek rebuilding Gaza in 5 years. Arab countries will unveil a plan to reconstruct Gaza within 3 to 5 years without displacing the Palestinian population and without Hamas control over the territory, sources said. And Saudi Arabia will host an Arab summit to offer an alternative to American President Donald Trump's U.S. takeover plan for the Gaza Strip, several sources confirmed Saturday. And Hamas, designated as a terrorist organization by Israel and most of its allies, has released 3 hostages, including Alexander Tufanov, Argentine-Israeli Yair Horn, and American-Israeli Sergei Dekel Chen, officials said. Preparations are underway for what organizers view as the world's most expansive global church gathering since the biblical Pentecost, when people from many nations heard the gospel. And the body of a young missing Christian medical doctor who was murdered in southeastern Pakistan amid rising Islamic extremism has been found, Christians confirmed. And a Presbyterian church pastor was recovering from his injuries after being shot in Pakistan's Punjab province, church sources told Worthy News. And a supernatural Christian revival is stirring up once again on American college campuses through Unite U.S., and having evangelistic movement marked by salvations, water baptisms, and worship. At the University of Kentucky, more than 2,000 students responded to the gospel message of Jesus Christ, and many took part in spontaneous baptisms. 1/3 of American Jews said they were a target of an anti-Semitic incident in 2024. And 77% said they feel less safe as Jews in the United States, according to a survey released by the American Jewish Committee. And collectively, Americans now owe a record $1.21 trillion on their credit cards, according to a new quarterly report on household debt from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. And Lebanon has indefinitely extended its flight suspensions to and from Iran after initially imposing a ban on February 18, following revelations that Iran was smuggling cash to its terrorist proxy, Hezbollah, through civilian flights. And Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he was committed to U.S. President Trump's plans for the creation of a dip in Gaza, but he warned there will be neither Hamas nor the Palestinian Authority ruling the coastal territory. And the Israeli Defense Forces confirmed that troops will stay in 5 strategic locations in southern Lebanon under a ceasefire with Hezbollah, despite Lebanon government expressing frustration over the delay. And on the 500th day since the war started, thousands across Israel participated in rallies underscored by 500-minute fasts organized by relatives of those taken in the Hamas attack on October 7, 2023. To press for the release of the hostages. and five Muslim men, aged 21 to 25, were sentenced to life imprisonment for raping a 10-year-old Christian girl in September 2024, according to the International Christian Concerns. As the first phase of the fragile Israel-Hamas ceasefire agreement nears completion, Israel is mulling its next steps against the backdrop of President Trump's repeated threats to unleash hell unless all hostages are released. And Dr. Pamela Prince Pyle, a board-certified internal medicine physician and chair of Africa New Life Ministries, has spent over 30 years caring for terminally ill patients in both U.S. hospitals and Rwanda clinics. Through her work, she has witnessed extraordinary moments where patients on the brink of death suddenly open their eyes, call out the name of Jesus, or describe visions of heaven, offering glimpses of eternity that transcend the physical realm. An asteroid that's big enough to wipe out a city has a 1 in 43 chance of hitting our planet in the year 2032. But according to new calculations, there's an even smaller chance that it might crash into the moon itself. And Elon Musk and his crack team at the Department of Government Efficiency have been scoring federal data for signs of waste, fraud, and abuse, including over 150 years old as far as Social Security fraud, 1,041 over 220 years old. And President Trump praised the U.S. Central Command Forces for carrying out a successful strike in Syria that targeted a senior terrorist leader. And a Jewish family in Israel was facing turmoil after Hamas said it would hand over the human remains of four hostages, followed by six living captives. And the Lebanese armed forces deployed to various villages in southern Lebanon overnight following the withdrawal of the Israeli defense forces from the area. The IDF withdrew from most villages but kept positions in five key locations until about an hour before the ceasefire deadline with Hezbollah. And the U.S. Appeals Court killed President Joe Biden's SAVE plan to cancel hundreds of billions of dollars in student loan debt. The family of a young Christian man who has been jailed in Pakistan for nearly 8 months and almost died of torture on alleged false charge of blasphemy against Islam appealed for his release. And the nascent Sanhedrin published an open letter to President Trump, blessing him for putting faith at the forefront of establishing a White House faith office. The Sanhedrin called on the president to establish an international divine court for all nations. And a coalition of pro-life advocates launched a new $30 million venture fund with the goal of shaping public policy and building a culture that values the sanctity of every human life. And the Republic of Fiji, known as one of the friendliest countries toward Israel, has decided to open an embassy in Israel's capital, Jerusalem. Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar announced. And media mogul Rupert Murdoch's desired plan for succession would have left oldest son Lachlan in control of Fox News and News Corp, but a recent court ruling and family infighting will likely leave his news empire in control of his left-leaning children, who have vowed to radically change the network, according to press reports out last week. And new data released from the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration shows that more than 23,000 babies have been born who would have otherwise been aborted since the state's heartbeat law went into effect. And Israel presented recordings to the former Biden administration showing that humanitarian aid entered Gaza in January 2024. But reached Hamas territories instead of Gazan residents, Israeli Channel 12 reported. And U.S. Central Command conducted a bomber task force mission in the Middle East to demonstrate force projection capabilities to send a clear warning to adversaries in the region. And the Israeli Air Force struck armored vehicles and tanks used to store weapons in the Saysa area of southern Syria, targeting arsenals of the former Assad regime, according to military sources. And the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services issued new guidance on Wednesday that defines sex as an immutable biological classification of male and female, aligning with President Donald Trump's executive order. This updated policy restores the concept of biological truth regarding the two sexes. And President Donald Trump sent a memo to all federal agency heads directing them to release all details related to the cut grants, contracts, and other federal spending deemed wasteful. In the first 10 days of the Trump administration, apprehensions dropped by 85% between ports of entry and southwest border, according to a new data published by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. And devoted Christians in an area of Indonesia's South Sulawesi province fear for their future after hardline local Muslims objected to their worship activities and construction of a church. And thousands of college students gathered at the Ohio State University to seek the hope that's found in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And nearly 2,000 of them made decisions to give their hearts to God. More than a century after King Tutankhamun was discovered, elevating the ancient figure to celebrity status, archaeologists have uncovered the tomb of King Thutmose II, Egyptian officials declared. In 2022, the DAB, Afghanistan Bank, showed off photos of $40 million in stacks of $100 bills sitting on a tarmac at Kabul International Airport. The Taliban-controlled central bank described this as one of three shipments of humanitarian aid amounting to over $100 million. And Brazil is witnessing a seismic shift in its religious landscape that's rapidly reshaping the country's spiritual and social fabric. As CBN News discovered, evangelicals are poised to outnumber Catholics as the largest faith group there. And Jerusalem municipal officers and border police forces entered several facilities belonging to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, in East Jerusalem including a compound in Qualandia. In the heart of Brazil, amidst the rhythmic beats of samba and the vibrant colors of carnival, something spiritually profound is unfolding. We are on the verge of a religious change in Brazil, said Brazilian sociologist Dr. José Alves. If there's one image that symbolizes Catholicism influence here, it's Rio de Janeiro's 98-foot-tall Christ the Redeemer, inaugurated in 1931. The iconic statue celebrated the country's rich Catholic heritage. There's also the beautiful Blue Cathedral of Brasilia, one of the largest Catholic churches in Brazil's capital city. But despite these historical landmarks, Al says the faith's dominance is rapidly declining. In 1950, 93% of Brazilians identified as Catholics. The church was losing about 1% of followers every decade, said Alves. However, from 1991 onwards, the Catholic Church started to lose 1% of followers every year, resulting in a dramatic drop. Evangelical Christianity, once a minority faith here, is now growing at unprecedented levels. The survey showed that what was once the world's largest Catholic nation will be overwhelmingly evangelical by 2030. Signs of this growth are everywhere. Mega churches dotting the landscape, filled with thousands of worshipers each week. That includes Andre Fernandez's church in São Paulo. We are living in the fulfillment of a promise, said Fernandez, who pastors Lagoinha Church. For many decades, we have heard that Brazil would experience a wave of revival that would be exported around the world. And I believe that this is what we are experiencing at this moment. It also includes the rival Pereira's congregation in the Amazon region, boasting more than 10,000 members across roughly 600 cell groups. The foundation of our growth is these cells, said Pereira, pastor of a four-square church in Belém. The real revival is taking place outside the church walls. Every day, people are meeting in small groups in homes. It's a biblical model. Then there's J.B. Cavallo's church in the capital city, Brasilia. We started the church in 2003 with only 25 people. Today we have about 12,000 people in Brasilia alone, said Cavallo of Community of the Nations Church. We also have another 15,000 people in Fortaleza. Our churches are spread throughout Brazil. A man carried out nearly 1,000 executions last year, marking what human rights organizations have condemned as a horrifying escalation in the use of capital punishment, according to UN Human Rights Watchdog. And Brazil's former president, Javier Bolsonaro, an ally of U.S. President Donald Trump, has been formally charged in an alleged plot to assassinate the current leader of Brazil and others. The commander of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps stated that Iran is poised to conduct Operation True Promise 3, involving extensive missile strikes on U.S. and Israeli targets, according to a recent interview translated by the Middle East Media Research Institute. And multiple buses exploded in central Israel in a suspected terror attack, with all devices timed for simultaneous detonation for tomorrow morning, Israeli police and Hebrew media reports. And U.S. President Donald Trump move to freeze foreign aid has brought security assistance to the Palestinian Authority to a halt amid concerns the United States had indirectly paid for terrorism, officials said. And Trump's executive order to halt federal spending on illegal immigrants could save U.S. citizens up to $278 billion over the next decade, aligning with past cost analysis. And Vice President J.D. Vance issued a strong warning to drug cartels and human traffickers operating within the United States, emphatically stating that they need to get the hell out of the country. His forceful remarks underscore his administration's commitment to tackling the serious issues of drug trafficking and human exploitation on American soil. And 70 Christians were discovered beheaded in a church in the Democratic Republic of Congo, marking the latest tragic attack on believers in the country, according to Open Watch. Israel-based defense company Plazen recently introduced the all-terrain electric mission module, a cutting-edge system designed to enhance military mobility and efficiency. The system supports a wide range of battlefield applications, including logistics, energy, munitions, and sensors. American Christian Leaders for Israel has announced a press conference at the upcoming National Religious Broadcast International Christian Media Convention in Dallas, Texas. The event will unveil a resolution reaffirming what the drafters believe to be the Jewish people's right to what the document calls the biblical heartland of Israel, referred to in the resolution as Judea and Samaria, but known internationally as the West Bank. As California continues to defy President Donald Trump's recent executive orders forbidding trans athletes from competing in girls' sports, the state's residents will see the ramification of that decision play out on a basketball court next week. A scientific mystery that took 10 years to solve was cracked in 2 days by Google's artificial intelligence. Two serving IDF soldiers who fought in Gaza had to flee Amsterdam and return to Israel after a pro-Palestinian organization tracked them down and doxed them on social media, Israel media reported. And King Charles III accepted an accord of reconciliation from the leaders of several major Jewish and Muslim groups in the UK. Israel deployed tanks in Jenin for the first time in over 20 years, signaling an extended military presence in northern Somalia as it intensifies counterterrorism operations in the region. And thousands dressed in black converged at Beirut's Kamoun Sports City Stadium to mourn his bowler leader, Hassan Nasrallah, killed in an Israeli airstrike 5 months ago, as the Israeli jets flew low overhead just as the funeral began. The crowd chanted, "Death to Israel, death to America. We respond to your call, Nasrallah." And Israel citizens were shocked when Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu recounted the horrific events leading to the deaths of Ariel Bibas, age 4, and Kefi Bebas, age 1. Their bodies were returned to Israel without their mother. And Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced intensified Israeli counter-terror efforts after attempted bus bombings. The operation led to the detention of about 90 suspects and the confiscation of over 15 weapons. And the policy arm of the Southern Baptist Convention, the world's largest Baptist church organization, wants the U.S. Congress to end the alleged killing of millions of preborn sons and daughters by defunding Planned Parenthood, America's biggest abortion provider. An alleged Chinese spy, human smugglers, and violent criminals are the latest to be arrested by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and other federal agents in Florida. And hundreds of churches, ministries, and individuals have committed to pray for 250 million students worldwide for the Collegiate Day of Prayer. And senior Israeli officials have approached Egypt regarding serious violations of peace agreement terms following mounting evidence of Egyptian military buildup in Sinai that exceeds previously agreed limits, Israel's Hayom has learned. An Israeli entrepreneur and investor, Shmulik Bezalel, has traveled the world and donated funds for research to find a treatment for his son, Eli, who has low-functioning autism spectrum disorder. Ite is one of 254 million children and adults worldwide struggling with neuropsychiatric disorders without a suitable treatment. A group of American Christian leaders are publicly reaffirming the Jewish people's right to the biblical hotline of Israel ahead of a key U.S. decision on Israeli sovereignty over the territory. And Larry Sanger, Wikipedia co-founder, philosopher, and writer, was a devout atheist at one point in his life, but that all changed as his own philosophical writings started to challenge his belief system. The Israeli Defense Forces announced that Brigade 474 of Division 210 executed multiple brief incursions beyond Israel's buffer zone into southern Syria, capturing weapons and military gear left by the old Syrian army. The Army also released footage from a recent operation showcasing the seized armaments. Hezbollah, the Iranian-backed terrorist group, is struggling to fulfill its financial commitments to its followers. The U.S.-designated terrorist organization, Hezbollah, acts as a quasi-government in Lebanon, providing jobs and services and compensating families of fighters and others affected by conflict. However, the recent war's financial burden has put these payments at risk, according to a new report by the Wall Street Journal. A leading international court is deliberating on whether to punish Nicaragua after it sentenced 11 Nicaraguan pastors and ministry leaders to prison and forced them to pay millions in fines for spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ in massive evangelism campaigns. And Pastor Greg Laurie of Harvest Christian Fellowship is encouraging fellow pastors to make it a habit to share the gospel message and invite people to accept Christ as their Savior after every message they preach. (Clears throat) and Israel has confirmed that its warplanes hit targets in southern Syria, including around the capital, Damascus, and there were reports of casualties. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has condemned the nation's top court for declining to hear a case challenging buffer zones around abortion clinics that he says trample free speech rights. Hawaiian man exonerated after 30 years in prison. Thank God for DNA. After spending 3 decades behind bars for a crime he didn't commit, Gordon Cordero is finally free. And more than 60 Montagnard Christian refugees from Vietnam, including men, women, and children, and pregnant women, were detained in Thailand, adding to concerns among Christian asylum seekers, rights activists said. An elderly Christian woman has been sentenced to 20 hours of community service in the Netherlands for smashing 300 idols made of ceramics in 2023, declaring there is only one God, that is Yahweh, while calling the art exhibition a false image of God. A spiritual awakening is taking hold on college campuses nationwide as thousands of students gather for worship, prayer, and baptism. And abortion by mail, horror stories emerge of abortions for children without parental consent. Abortion pills are being sent through the mail these days to bypass state restrictions, and it's reshaping the landscape of the abortion battle. And a Long Island woman believed to be the world's oldest survivor of the Holocaust has died at the age of 113. And Apple is working to address a problem raised by users on social media in which saying the word racist while using the iPhone's voice-to-text tool briefly shows Trump. A 74-year-old woman has been arrested near Glasgow Hospital, marking the first case under Scotland's new buffer zone law. She was subsequently charged under the Abortion Services Safe Act Zone. The elderly woman was the first to be arrested in Scotland. Buffer zone, criticized by J.D. Vance. And Israel received the bodies of 4 hostages held by Hamas in Gaza for over 16 months. And Mossad Director David Barnea described the September 17, 2024 operation that targeted Hezbollah with explosives embedded in their beepers as the turning point in the war against the terrorist organization. And a prominent U.S.-based think tank says the years-long decline of Christianity in the United States has ended amid reports of revival gatherings at campuses across the nation. And the Nigerian pastor was recovering from his injuries after gunmen shot him and severed his fingers while abducting 6 worshippers from a Pentecostal church in Nigeria's southern Delta state of Nigeria, his wife and others said. Some 50 Christians were attacked during a church service in Western India, the latest in a series of attacks targeting churches in the mainly Hindu nation, Wordy News learned. And U.S. Envoy Keith Kellogg met with Ukrainian President Zelensky this week as discussions continue about efforts to end the ongoing war in the Ukraine. And a pro-life advocate said that President Donald Trump's pardons of nearly two dozen pro-life protesters was a powerful rebuke to the weaponization of the government. And Justice Minister Yariv Levin published a draft bill making the prohibition on the consumption of prostitution in Israel instituted in July 2020 as a temporary measure, a permanent offense. And just a third of Democrats have a favorable view of Israel, a steep decline from just a few years ago, according to Gallup. Poll finds share of U.S. Democrats backing Israel dwindled to 33%. Planned Parenthood, the nation's leading abortion provider, is grappling with a growing crisis, according to a recent bombshell article by the New York Times. The report highlights botched abortions, failed procedures, and undertrained staff as the organization struggles both financially and in terms of its operation. As Planned Parenthood clinics across the U.S. close their doors, the organization faces an increasing number of lawsuits, and many are questioning the future of the embattled abortion provider. The revelations in the Times article paint a bleak picture of an organization already under fire from pro-life groups for years. One of the most harrowing stories included in the report involves a woman from Albany, New York, who filed a malpractice lawsuit after experiencing complications from an abortion procedure. After the procedure, the woman returned to the clinic with severe pain, but was told by staff that nothing was wrong and sent home. 12 weeks later, she delivered a baby that was alive, but ultimately died shortly before birth. Such incidents come as no surprise to those in the pro-life movement who have long raised concerns about the practices of Planned Parenthood. Times article also highlights financial mismanagement within the organization. Despite receiving $498 million in donations in 2022, little of this funding appears to go toward health care. Pro-life advocates have long called for an end to taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood and the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission is renewing that push, urging Congress to defund the organization. Israel military intelligence and the Southern Command ignored more than five warnings, such as new SIM activations in Gaza and unusual Hamas activities. Dismissing these as routine, they overlooked signs of an impending October 7th attack. On this day in 2023, Hamas and other terrorist groups launched an unprecedented invasion from Gaza into southern Israel, coinciding with Shemshat Torah and marking the start of the ongoing Gaza war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has instructed a negotiation team to travel to Cairo for talks. Israel's officials are hopeful to secure the release of additional hostages. Discussions have not yet commenced, and the timeline is still uncertain. And U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts paused the lower court's ruling requiring the Trump administration to release $2 billion in foreign aid payments. And Muslims in eastern Uganda attacked and stabbed an evangelist who, along with his team, had converted a Muslim widow to Christianity during an open-air preaching session on February 14th, according to Morningstar News. Israel is approaching a critical decision regarding a potential strike on Iran's nuclear facilities. This comes against the backdrop of alarming advancements in various components of Iran's nuclear project and an understanding that this moment presents a strategic opportunity given Iran's relative weakness and Israel's close coordination with the U.S. administration. Employees at the Central Intelligence Agency marked the death of the late televangelist Pat Robertson, according to internal chat logs leaked to journalist Christopher Lupo. The CIA employees marked Pat Robertson's death, trashed Christians in leaked chats, according to the report. In a groundbreaking feat, photographer Josh Dewey, 27, also known as the Starman, is believed to have captured the first ever image of all seven planets plus Earth in a single frame. And a new poll shows that the level of trust Americans have in mainstream media outlets to fairly and accurately report the news has dropped to the lowest level in more than 50 years since Gallup began tracking media trust in the United States. And finally, an overwhelming majority of Americans support Israel's right to defend itself, according to a poll released Tuesday. And this concludes our religious news report, brought to you by Mulberry Christian Radio. Until next time, have a blessed week.